it's gone really well. I'm really proud of our coaches. We stayed within our area, surrounding states, you know, with a solid group from Missouri, and then we got a young man from Arkansas, which is a little bit different for us. He's a running back that's a huge hammer. He's a 220-pound kid that we're really excited about. Coach Gordon got us in on three kids down in Texas that really helped, added some athletic ability to the group as well. And then naturally, Nebraska was really good for us this year again, and Iowa and a few Kansas kids and a couple Illinois kids. So all in all, it's the same area, but we're excited about this group, a really talented group. A lot of kids that we had in camp that, you know, that we were able to view and watch and get a feel on, and that's where camp has really helped out through the years. So, yeah, we're tickled. When you sit down and look at all the highlights of these kids, it's a great group, some talented kids.
Now, you took over as head coach shortly after the recruiting process really began, and were you able to continue with the type of momentum you had there and bring in the ones you were talking with beforehand?
You know, the process didn't change. You know, it was just, instead of Mel speaking, it was me. The board was already done. The list was already ready to go. And our guys did a great job of getting out and getting these kids to come for visits. And once they were on visits, we were almost, you know, right about 50% again. We had 25 kids that are committed, and I think we brought just over 50 on visits. So going back 17 years ago, we were recruiting six to get one. So we're a lot more efficient now. We have a lot more to sell, and the kids naturally are a lot more interested in Northwest now that we've changed our facilities and we're winning a lot more games.
What are some of the comments you get from the players as they come on campus and take a look at what you have to offer?
Well, first off, the facility, number one, you know, between our locker room, our training room now, our weight room, our stadium, all that stuff is just top of the line. And then the kids that have been to games, they understand that a game here at Northwest is a huge event. From the cheer squad to the dancers to the band to the tailgating, all that, it's an awesome event. And it's probably one of the better environments in D2 football. And we're really proud of that. And they get a sense that football is very, very important on this campus.
Now, as far as the recruits you bring in, let's just talk a little bit about the type of player you're bringing in and the positions and some of the key areas that you kind of pointed to for this year.
Well, you know, we're looking for the top kids that we can find at each position. You know, and we feel like if we evaluated right, we did really well as far as all the positions. We had a number in mind, and we really feel like we hit on the top ends of all these positions. And, you know, you always say we'll find out in 2 or 3 years if these kids are good or not. But I will say this, if we evaluated right, we did awesome. And the other cool thing is most of these kids are outstanding students as well, which is another nice combination between both as far as them being able to excel in the classroom and on the football field.
And I would imagine, too, still looking at a redshirt year before that, we'll see them come out and contribute on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we hope to do. And, John, if we have a young man that can make the two deep, then we would consider playing him. You know, and to be quite honest, there's a couple kids on this group that can do that. And that'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Let's just talk about some of the positions you bring in and some of the players that you're really excited about at some of the different positions here.
Well, we've got Brady Bowles coming, who's – that is Blake Bowles' younger brother, really talented kid out of Lincoln, Nebraska. And then Colby Bowles, another talented kid from Richmond, which everybody here in Maryville should remember because he was the quarterback of the Richmond team that beat the Spoofhounds in the playoffs. I was at that game, and then he led his team to a state championship. So two really good quarterbacks, two leaders, great arms. We've got three receivers coming in, a young man from Sioux City, a young man from Park Hill High School, and a young man from Omaha that we're really excited about. These kids all can run. Got a really athletic tight end from Lincoln, Nebraska, Creighton Morris, who we had at camp. And then we had five offensive linemen, which is outstanding, you know, for us. We needed to get another good group of offensive linemen. And then we added an all-state punter from Kansas City, whose dad punted in the NFL for 12 years, who's out of Shawnee Mission North. On the defensive line, we got probably one of the best players in the state of Nebraska, and Brandon Yost, a defensive tackle who's 29-0 right now as a heavyweight wrestler, and he's pinned all 29 of his opponents. He is a man. And we've got a couple defensive ends that have committed as well. We've got a linebacker, an inside linebacker, and Brock Sherman, who's also a 28-1 wrestler. He ran for 2,400 yards this year, undefeated state championship football team, and he's going to play inside linebacker for us. We've got an outside linebacker from Kearney, Nebraska, part of or from the town where Kearney State's located, and he's a really, really good football player as well. Got a couple corners, Tyshawn Allen from Blue Springs, and we've got a young man, Darius Caston from Fort Dodge, Iowa, a couple really athletic corners that we're excited about. And then we've got three safeties, Jordan Akers, a young man from Lawson, which we had a camp, another kid that the Spoofhounds have played against a lot in the last few years, and then Fred Nubu, a young man from West Mesquite. That's from Al Foster's old high school. And we went right back there and got another one, a 6'2" safety that's very athletic. And then Jake Howarth, who is the younger brother of Jeff Howarth out of Highland Park out of Dallas, Texas, a really athletic kid, player of the year, also a great punter, and it was their quarterback. So, you know, we got a really good list here. We're really, really excited. And with any recruiting group, time will tell how good they are going to be. But when you watch the highlights, I sure certainly get excited about them right now.
One of the things that strikes me about these recruits as well as past years, Sue, is most of these kids come from programs that have won, so they've experienced winning at the high school level.
Absolutely. When we had the kids up, I asked how many of them were in championship, either conference championship or state championship teams. Almost three-fourths of the room raised their hands. And so kids that are used to winning, they want to continue that. And that's the one thing that we've got here that we really try to sell. And we want to make sure those kids want to continue that. And, you know, and that's where it goes back to that classroom thing, too. Kids that excel in the classroom generally excel on the field as well. And when you can get that combination, you got a great, great situation.
And another thing, it appears, too, with this group is you've got another group of kids who have maybe had some exposure to Bearcat football through an older brother or a relative or some way that where it seems like that exposure was positive for those kids to where you've seen this group want to come in and be Bearcats.
You know, that and the camp situation are all things. And if we can get a kid to a game, John, that's a huge advantage. Almost all these kids, the ones locally anyway, that had a chance to come to a game, really have gotten on board and gotten excited about Bearcat football.
Let's just talk about local as well. I understand you've got one coming in from Maryville.
Yeah, we have the Twaddle, you know, and we're excited about him. He's going to start in the back end. He'll be a safety for us. Will's a really good wrestler right now. He's thinned up a little bit. I think he told me he had to lose almost 20 pounds. So I think he's at 152 right now. I hope he doesn't play at 152. But I think he said he played at about 175. Great family. You know, once again, we got to continue the towny tradition here, you know, and just proud of those kids and excited that we're able to get another Maryville High young man on our football team.
And as far as from this point on with these kids, what are some of the things that you do with the kids once they've signed the National Letter of Intent? What's the process involved before they can actually step foot on campus? Do you keep in touch with them from here until that point, or how does everything work with that?
Absolutely. The first thing we wanted to get them to do is apply and get accepted, which a lot of these kids already have. And then the next step is we will send them a weightlifting program that will get them to the end of the year. And we'll send them a lift regiment that will get them to the end of April. And then with that, there'll be a DVD that will demonstrate all the lifts because we're doing some things a little different than I'm sure they're doing. That'll get them to April. Then in May through August, they'll get a running and lifting program that'll get them through the summer. That'll be a summer manual. That will be, and then we invite them up for spring. We have a big picnic at the end of spring ball. We ask their parents and them to come. They will be on campus for new student orientation. We naturally ask them to come by and see us then. And then we ask them to come to as many spring practices as they can. But all that stuff is part of the process. And then when they hopefully get here in August, they're ready to go.
Now, obviously today is the day for the National Letter of Intent for high school players. As far as the JUCO route, do you anticipate bringing in some JUCO kids at some point?
Well, we have three transfer kids that we brought in at semester. We have a defensive lineman, Harold Coates, who's originally from Ohio, that could be down the line a very good player. Brandon Mims, a quarterback slash athlete, he's going to be our curveball. He's going to be that the back, that quarterback that can run, that can hurt you with his feet, sort of like we did with Ozzie and Bowles a couple years ago. And he might even play a little slot receiver as well. And then Jordan Skilba, safety, a very physical young man that has just got 1 year. Those three kids are with us. We've have a few other kids that have transferred in. That are coming on their own, but those are the scholarship kids.
And let's just talk now a little bit about the process with the guys you've got on campus right now, and talk a little, leading up to spring ball and some things you've got in line with the current group here.
We start our running regiment next week, Tuesday and Thursday. We'll go 2 days starting next week while we're running the morning. The kids have all been doing a 4 day a week lifting program with Joe right now, with Joe Quinlan. And now we'll start doing the running, and that will continue up until March 8th. That's what we hope to be the first day of our spring ball. And then here we go. That's not that far away.
No, it isn't. And, again, overall, just real pleased with the type of group you're bringing in here.
This was fun. It's sort of special for me because it's my first group. Maybe I'm a little partial to it, but I expect a lot of really, really good things from these kids. Some really neat kids, some talented kids, and time will tell. But so far, it's gone real well.